And now this is a dictation for Susan Miner, or Miner, M-I-N-E-R-D, November 8, 47. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Prakash, P-R-A-K-A-S-H, Sarvepalli, S-A-R, V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 866-419-3504. Dear Dr. Sarvepalli, consultation for Mrs. Minard, Susan, for severe hypertension. This is a chronic problem. There has been difficult to adjust medications because of lightheadedness. She also follows with cardiology, Dr. Mander, M-A-A-N-D-E-R in Greenville. Looks like her symptoms of lightheadedness are every time that she stands up from a sitting or lying position. She's been trying to add some salty food as well as caffeine because of these low blood pressures. There is some headaches without localization, without any nausea, vomiting, or changes on eyesight, likely related to high blood pressure. There is no focal motor deficit, no chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea. She does have tinnitus related to pulse, with prior imaging apparently incidental TIA, but no other source. Some problems with balance, no recent falling episode, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. There is some foaminess of the urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. No gross incontinence. No skin rash, ulcers, or claudication. Next paragraph, past medical history for chronic back pain. She denies diabetes. She denies heart abnormalities. Prior stress testing has been negative. She's not aware of other abnormalities. She's been told there is calcification of coronary arteries. Many years back, cardiology Dr. Kreposhman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, reported a murmur. A history of deep vein thrombosis right-sided about 5 years ago, but no pulmonary emboli. Was on Eliquis, E-L-I-Q-U-I-S, for 6 months. She's been told about Barrett esophagus, esophageal reflux. She did have Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N, esophageal surgery, and that has resolved the Barrett esophagus. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies anemia, blood transfusion, denies kidney abnormalities, kidney stone, blood protein in the urine or infection, no liver disease. He does use a CPAP machine. Next paragraph, review system for leg cramps. Next paragraph, surgery, bilateral lens implant, cataracts, gallbladder, appendix, tonsils, adenoids, right-sided total hip replacement, Nissen fund application for reflux. Still taking medications for persistent symptoms of reflux. Next paragraph, reported side effects to tramadol, demerol, Norco, Celebrex. Next paragraph, she starts smoking age 18, discontinue around 2000, about one pack per day, denies alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include Zocor, Zetia, Norvasc, Prilosec, vitamin D, prenatal vitamins with iron, aspirin, B12, magnesium, CoQ10, probiotics. Next paragraph, on physical exam, 165 pounds, 64 inches tall, blood pressure high, 160-68 on the right, on the left, 158-68, on the left, standing immediately, 132-70, within 2 minutes, 132-70. She is no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, normal eye movements, no gross thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruise, lungs cardiovascular appears normal, no ascites, tenderness, masses, no gross edema, and non-focal. Next paragraph, reviewing your records. They mention iron deficiency anemia. A diagnosis of acute interstitial nephritis 2019, but no renal biopsy was done. COPD. Varicose veins. Next paragraph, I also review cardiology note. They mention the calcification of coronary artery, a negative stress test 2022, no symptoms of angina, the not tolerated beta blockers because of bradycardia, has been on statins and aspirin. Next paragraph, I want to mention that previously she has taken for blood pressure HCTC that was discontinued. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from April. Normal kidney function, sodium potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, hemoglobin at 12, large red blood cells 100, normal white blood cell platelets, normal TSH, cholesterol profile well controlled. A urine analysis from January, no blood, no protein, no bacteria, no white blood cells. Pro-BNP not elevated. Prior A1C 2 years ago, 6.5. A prior kidney ultrasound is from 2022. Small kidneys, 9.2 on the right, 9.1 on the left, without obstruction or stones. No urinary retention. Incidental coronary artery calcifications. No kidney stones. a CT scan of the head with and without contrast. This is from June 2025. With ischemic changes, a small vessel, chronic. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient has systolic hypertension of the elderly with evidence of significant blood pressure drop on standing. At least 20 points systolic, which likely explain her symptoms and the difficulty to control blood pressure at home, going from too high to too low, has preserved kidney function, previously documented as small kidneys, in part could be related to hypertensive nephrosclerosis. At that time, there was no obstruction or urinary retention, and there is no activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells to suggest any active inflammation. She is very conscious about this high and low blood pressure and is affecting her lifestyle. I did not change present blood pressure medications. We need to tolerate some degree of high blood pressure, sitting, lying down, as a way to prevent too low blood pressure so that she will keep active and mobile. To document this, I'm going to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor that will tell us through the day and night the frequency of high blood pressures, which probably are uncontrolled. She will do a diary if any symptoms. Only should discuss at length with the patient end of dictation